This is Communique from WHQR. I'm Gina Gamboni. Theater Now is known for its production of original plays by local playwrights. The artistic director, Zach Hanner, has penned many shows for the theater, including A Swing and a Miss, Summers at Seabreeze, and The Gentleman Pirate, plus multiple pieces for the youth company Superstar Academy. For Christmas this year, Zach has written and directed a show inspired by events in his own life. It's called The Greatest Gift.
This is the first original adult piece I've done in some time, and it was based on my family's real experience 4 years ago with my wife donating a kidney to her brother. He had developed an autoimmune disease, eventually was on dialysis and in need of a kidney transplant. And after much debate amongst our family, my wife was the person who basically put her foot down and said, I'm doing this and you will all support me, but I'm the, you know, legitimate candidate for this procedure.
Zach said there are inherent challenges in writing about family members who will likely see the show.
You don't want to portray someone in a way that they would be offended or anything like that. So I went to Clyde Edgerton, who I've been fortunate enough to collaborate with on a number of projects over the last few years. And knowing that he wrote so wonderfully about his family, I asked him some advice, and he, you know, suggested swapping genders. If you have an aunt who's a heavy drinker and goes off on reality television, you know, give that to another character, to an uncle or a cousin or someone like that, so that person doesn't recognize themselves in the actual relationship they have to each character.
Directing a show you've authored can also be challenging, but Zach turned that to his advantage.
After hearing it, in rehearsals, I also continued to make edits and changes, which really was a plus for the show, I think, because sometimes, you know, we fall in love with our own words as writers and think, oh, this thing is so great. And then you see it up on stage and realize, maybe it needs to be changed or something else. And if someone has a pitch or an idea of something that they'd like to try or do, I'm always about it, because I think that comes from being part of an improvisational comedy group for a long time. You know, everybody's ideas are good. You don't always take them, but it's always worth it to listen to them.
I hear it. This is a touching story, a great sacrifice going on, a scary situation, but I've also heard it's funny.
Oh, yeah. Our family is a very funny group of people. It was very easy to take their stories and weave them into the overall fabric of the show and garner a few laughs here and there. It also helps that I have fantastic actors who are very skilled with comedic timing and are very likable performers on stage. So,
is the character of Zach in the show?
He is, and I'm very, very pleased with the job that Mathis Turner has done in portraying me. He's a wee bit younger than me. I'm sure a lot of people are laughing that I cast a young, handsome guy as me. But he's been fantastic. And Eleanor Zetti's playing the role of my wife Dagmar in the show has been really a revelation. I knew she was a wonderful, talented performer, and Eleanor's just been tremendous.
That's Zach Hanner, the author and director of The Greatest Gift, on stage at Theater Now through December 23rd. Find this story and other communiques at WHQR.org. I'm Gina Gamboni.